I was going to talk about women and power, the lessons of the 20th century, because I think there's a lot of triumphalist talk that masks the real historic situation. And apparently, people have decided that because I don't think that post-operative transgender men, i.e., M2F, transgender people are women, I'm not to be allowed to talk.
But surely, if a man who feels that he actually would like gender reassignment to make him, her feel more comfortable in her body, then that's what should be done. That they should be allowed to do that.
I'm not saying that people should not be allowed to go through that procedure. What I'm saying is it doesn't make them a woman. It happens to be an opinion. It's not a prohibition. Carry on if that's what you think it is you want to do. I've been accused of inciting violence against transsexual people. That's absolute nonsense.
But do you feel that the transgender community has too big a voice now? It seems to be you're saying that they're becoming what you might, what feminists were often called, strident.
Yes, but they very seldom were strident, alas. I think that a great many women don't think that post-operative or even non-post-operative transsexual M2F transsexual people look like, sound like, or behave like women. But they daren't say so.
But just because they daren't say so doesn't mean that that person can't feel like that and feels more comfortable with themselves.
Yeah, but so what? That's not my issue. I don't even talk about it.
Then do you understand how they might feel that you have been hurtful towards them?
People are hurtful to me all the time. Try being an old woman. I mean, for goodness sake, people get hurt all the time. I'm not about to walk on eggshells.